Okay, and what about a kind of fence that you might have around your yard or garden?
Well, we had a paling fence. It's palings. Oh, they'd be maybe 5 foot high.
Uh-huh.
And it split them out. Split them out of what, well, we did have some sold.
Uh-huh.
Meal. And then at the top of the paling, we cut them sort of catty-corny, where a chicken could fly up there and sit on that ladder to get over the fence. And we had that around our garden.
Uh-huh.
And we did that in the front of the yard. We had a paling fence.
Uh-huh.
Keep the dogs and things in out of the road.
What do you mean you cut them catty? What was that word? Cat?
Well, you see, like instead of having it like that, straight across up there where a chicken could fly up there on it,
uh-huh.
You cut it sort of like that. And just a peak up there, you know, where they couldn't stand on there to fly over the fence.
You just cut it on one side like that?
No.
Oh, cut it like a...
You cut it on
the
side.
Well,
so it pointed up. Mm-hmm. I see. Say, if you were going to set up a barbed wire fence, you say you'd have to dig holes for the...
Poles.
Uh-huh.
Well, you've got them now, these steel poles. You take and drive them in the ground, and they've got the little catches
uh-huh.
on that pole. When you stretch your wire, of course you've got to pull your wire from out corner somewhere, get it tight.
Uh-huh.
And you put it up in them little catches and on that pole, and take your hammer and mash it over. That
uh-huh.
little catch come back up over your wire, and you mash it down.
Uh-huh.
And that holds your wire then in its place.
And sometimes
yeah.
You
push
the
wire
around.
I guess that goes along a whole lot faster then.
Yeah, you don't have much digging to do that way. Only, well, you'd have to have a tree or a set of posts back out there to pull your wire tight.
Uh-huh.
You can put a wire tight on them. That old post, they ain't much bigger than that, there. And they've got them catches in there on that, you know. But you couldn't pull your wire tight on them. You'd have to have some way to set a post or a tree outside tied to pull your wire tight.
Uh-huh. Do you ever see anything made with the stone or rock that would be in your field? You know, gather some of this stone or loose stone or rock from the field and make a fence or a wall?
Yeah, they used to pick up rocks and make a rock wall.
Uh-huh.
Now there's one down yonder on the creek that was built there back in, back in what you call slavery. That's when, way back yonder, my grandpa, on the mother's side, he had a nigger man and a nigger woman.
Oh, really?
They lived there on the place. They buy me way back yonder. Of course, I don't remember it myself.
Uh-huh.
They were done it. But